but also for doing this really important work. And let me second the plea from Victoria to share your good practices with us. It's hard to imagine how what lack of data is there, what lack of information is there on these topics. Hand hygiene now have been picked up in schools because of the COVID pandemic. But for instance, in Hungary, there is nothing out there on menstrual hygiene in schools, none, zero information. So if you do have good practices, if you do have ways on how to gain information, how to advance this, we would really need you. So thank you very much. Now we'll jump into washing healthcare facilities. The next slide, please. And we will do this by starting out wide and then zooming in. And the widest point where we start now is the recent United Nations General Assembly resolution on sustainable, safe, and universal water, sanitation, hygiene, waste, and electricity services in healthcare facilities. Just to give you a flavor of the process that led up to this General Assembly resolution, we would start with the World Health Assembly resolution from 2017, which also invited countries to assess and improve the situation of WASH in healthcare facilities. This was followed by a series of global meetings, the first one in Livingstone, Zambia, titled From Resolution to Revolution, aiming to translate the World Health Assembly resolution into practice and guide countries through the roadmap to achieve advanced, at least basic level of WASH services in healthcare facilities. The next one was in Amman, June 2023, a global summit on WASH, but also expanded to waste and electricity in healthcare facilities, which are also, of course, prerequisites of safe and quality care. And this process has led up to the General Assembly resolution, which was adopted in December 2023 in Astana. The next slide, please. This General Assembly resolution was initiated primarily by the UN Group of Friends on Washing Healthcare Facilities, which is led by the Philippines and Hungary. There was a supporting core group of countries, Colombia, Egypt, Nepal, and Poland. But the resolution itself was adopted by all countries by consensus. The main objective of this resolution is to integrate WASH, waste, and electricity services into health planning, programming, financing, and monitoring at all levels, from the hospital level up to the national level, to regularly monitor and review progress towards these objectives, and to strengthen accountability for these services, and to develop and empower the health workforce to deliver and maintain WASH, waste, and electricity services, and to practice good hand hygiene. And as a Hungarian, always have to quote here Semmelweis because of the hand hygiene. So he knew it 200 years ago that the best thing you can do is to wash your hands in healthcare for quality healthcare. So this is an objective we continue to work on. The next slide, please. And I think, yes, I give over the word to Oliver to zoom into country level activities.